They love it on Nebula. They're wild about it on Taurinus. Even on Motus, where they don't like anything at all, they eat it up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I've got things I like to do. I like to watch television.
Jeff Lutz.
Well, you're just talking about all these shows, like old man, right. What is that? Like every show that starts, well, I'm watching it. I don't get it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. We start the week without Bob today, and we have in his place not Jason Duda, not David Michael Hahn, not Anthony Capra, not Jamin Anderson. These, Anthony, are some of the, I don't know, some of the relics of the past on this show. You are our present and our future. It's the big fella. Anthony, what's going on today?
If I told you what was going on, you would ask me, why am I doing here?
Well, perfect. Let's do it. What's going on? We want to know. You've listened to this show before. All you right. know that everything is out on the table. Especially if you're the one who sort of kind of brings it up, which is what you did just now.
Okay.
So now you have to tell us exactly what's going on. You're decked out in your Emmitt Smith jersey.
Classic.
You've got your Cowboys hat on.
Right.
You've got your energy drink settled in your left hand. And what is going on in your life today?
All right, so I worked third shift last night.
Okay, that's tough already.
10 to 6, got off at 4:30. Didn't try to get no sleep because I had to be at another job at 7 o'clock this morning and get
but
off
what
at
in
11.
The world, Anthony? You're working harder than Jason Duda.
That's what I do, I guess. So y'all going to get my Shaquille O'Neal voice today.
Well, whatever works. As long as we get something out of you.
Well, if I can get you to act like Chuck Barkley.
Don't I always?
And then I could throw a chicken wing at you.
I mean, there's worse things to have thrown at you, right?
Chitlins.
Never had those. a staple of African-American culture that I've never had. Maybe that makes sense. Tell us about chitlins, because I think this has come up on the show before. I've never heard of them. I mean, I've heard of them, obviously. I've never had them.
It's part of the pig, and we're going to get a whole lot of people called in and talk about, that's the nastiest thing I ever tasted. It tastes good when you get some Louisiana hot sauce and slap between two pieces of bread and make a chitlin sandwich out of it.
It's not just part of the pig, Anthony. It's cooked pig intestines.
Well,
now,
then,
if I could have bacon.
If you knew what it was, why'd you ask me what it was?
I didn't know what it was. I just Googled it. If I could have bacon, if I could have a ham sandwich of some kind, if I could have a pork roast, those are the places I'm going for the pig. I'm not going to the intestines. No offense. I might have a nice hot dog. All beef, though. Pork, no. It's different. But I'm not having chitterlings or chitlins,
That's too proper to say chitterlings.
I don't think anyone says that.
Right. Nobody says that. We just say chitlins.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds much better.
It's
That's
called
way
Ebonics.
Cooler.
Ebonics.
That's perfect. You know, I'm a scholar. I'm a doctor of Ebonics. Did you know that?
So let me know a little bit about Thugonomics then.
A little bit. I'm a doctor of
John
Thugonomics.
John Cena. Can you see me?
Yes, exactly. It's all there for me. You want to hear what we have on the show today?
Yeah, I'm ready to hear this.
Because it's absolutely incredible.
Don't make me look bad, though.
Why not? Does Bob make you look bad?
No. At least he tries not to, so.
Well,
and I don't
that's
need
different.
You
to, he tries to make me look bad every day. Are you going to open your energy drink? You got to get rolling here. Well, I do have a question first. Since we talk about everything, you have a lot of keys. Are those work keys? Are those house keys? You got some key chains on there.
I got...
That's your
a house
that seems
key.
Like it's your whole life right there. On
I got a house key, and I got keys for my moped, and this is my key fob for my Mazda CX-5.
What are you driving around today?
I'm driving the CX-5 because I don't trust rock road traffic to be on a
moped.
Not
on a moped. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't even trust rock road traffic to be on a three-wheeler and a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's tough. I've never been on either. I have been on a moped. My mom used to ride one around, and I rode with her sometimes. I don't think I've ever been on a motorcycle that I can think of. Maybe once or twice. Never obviously driven it myself. But you do you have a motorcycle?
No, but I plan on upgrading my moped to when at top speed, I think they say, is 75. That's as close as I'll get to a motorcycle.
Works for me.
Two wheels is actually kind of fun. Once I got on a moped and got the hang of it, I'm like, oh, okay, this thing is fun. This
the
thing
closest I've gotten to a motorcycle is like an electric
bicycle.
Bike. Those electric bikes are pretty fun.
Yeah, I've seen those big old thick tires like and go off-road.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not a risk taker. I live on a dirt road. That's basically off-road by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then,
that's enough adventure for me right there.
That's what the electric bike is good for.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have one. I'll get one. Anyway, here's the show today. 225, Brandon Clark, the Derby High School head football coach.
You, I love Derby. I'm going to tell you why I love Derby. I went to some basketball games. And that was my first indoctrination into getting back in high school. Well, it started with May South, invited by Coach Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson, a wonderful human being.
Then,
how do you know Joe?
Well, you know, you reach out to these people on X, and he'd be like, yeah, come on out. And I had him on my podcast. He invited me, and it was the Mays South versus Mays game. The atmosphere was like being at Duke, the Cameron Indoor Crazies.
And I don't know. Really?
I tweeted it out, and the people just loved it. Then my next game I went to was Derby girls basketball game. Coach Chadwick invited me. And then I went back again, and I was hooked. And it's like the community of Derby, great class of people. So this year, my journey is going to start with football season. I've made connection with people in Cheney, and I can't wait to make connection with Derby on the football side.
Are you going to go to 9 football games in the regular season?
I don't know if I'm going to go to 9 football games, but I'm going to go to my good share of them.
Well, Derby has Hayes. I believe the season starts a month from tomorrow. September 6th, I believe, is their first game against Hayes. You probably should go to that one.
I'll probably go to that one.
Yeah, you should. What other schools are you looking at for attending games?
I'm looking at going to Cheney. I've made some
defending state champions.
Yeah, I've made some good connection with the people in Cheney. They are a great bunch of people.
Coach Shelby Wehrman.
I'm going to definitely reach out to him, but his players – class act people. And I always ask the young people this question right here before I let them off the interview. I ask them two things. What's your grade point average? And what's the importance of a good education? And they all seem to nail it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ask me.
All right, what was your grade point average?
In high school?
In high school.
Man, that's a good question. It's probably around...
Go ahead. Mine was like 2.5.
I was probably a little under 2, under 3.0. I was probably a 2.8 kind of guy.
Well, you was better than me. And I had to struggle to get to 2.5.
I did not struggle to get a 2.8. Getting a 2.8 is probably the easiest thing I ever did. If I would have tried, I would have exceeded a 2.8 and probably a 3.0. I probably would have been on honor roll regularly. I only made it a couple times.
If I would have had a girlfriend at the time.
I mean, you never know. Whatever motivation you possibly need. And the importance of an education?
Yeah.
Is that the second question?
That was the second
question.
What's
your favorite answer to that question?
Well, they usually end up saying it, you know, paraphrasing. Most of them say it just like this. They say at the end of the day, the ball has to stop bouncing. The passes have to stop flying through the
air. They have that perspective as 18-year-olds and
17, 18-year-olds, right. They know at some point the game isn't going to last forever. And they say you have to have the education to fall back on.
Those are smart kids.
Very smart kids. I mean, whether it be Mays South, Derby kids, Cheney, whoever I asked that Heights, they seem to nail that question.
Have you ever interviewed Joe Auer from Heights? Has he ever been
on your
podcast?
I haven't got Joe Auer. I've got Coach Pulliam.
Girls coach.
Girls coach.
Yeah, another good guy. We have had Kip on our show often. We've had Joe on our
show
quite often.
Yeah.
And, so you're going to be getting around to some football games, and we're going to talk to Brandon Clark, the head coach at Derby. At 2:45, our monthly visit, our first Monday of every month visit from Jamel Hollaparic. Do you know that name from Cake News back in the day?
Name does sound familiar. Like you say, it's back in the day, so it's kind of sketchy in my membrane.
Yeah, so she used to be on Cake. Now she is with Visit Wichita. She's one of their PR leaders and directors, and she talks to us every month about the events that are coming to and happening in Wichita. That's a monthly segment, and you just happen to be a part of it. You happen to be here on the Monday, the first Monday of the month.
Good. I get to find out some events because the way my work schedule is with these two jobs and this job right here, Looks like Friday and Saturday is going to be my only free time.
What does the rest of your day look like after this?
Go back home and sleep because I got to be at work at 10 o'clock tonight.
So you'll have about a five-hour nap?
Yeah. I need a five-hour energy.
Well, you got something going on there. I don't know if I'd take that. Right, I mean, right now, yes, you need it
this
to be
right
on the
now,
radio and to the energy drink, but you're going to go home and go to sleep. Isn't that going to affect that?
No, I'm tired enough to where I just fall back to sleep, and hopefully my wife won't let me oversleep this time.
That's we can all hope. We can all hope. Do you know why Bob's not here today?
No, I don't know.
He's
probably something to do with...
Yeah, they're unveiling the Jackie Robinson statue. The new one. We've all seen it. We all saw the old one. We've seen the new one. But it's going to be a grand unveiling tonight at McAdams Park at 6 o'clock at the Pavilion. Have you heard some of the people who are coming to this thing?
I haven't got wind of some of the people that are coming. I've seen his Facebook post, so I've seen some of the people that put the work in to make that happen. So,
well, we expect a lot of people from Wichita, in and around the community. We expect probably some media to attend, local, national, and otherwise. But we got some luminaries from the game of baseball, including former Cleveland Indian. And he was just inducted into the Cleveland Indians, Guardians, Naps, Buckeyes, Cleveland Baseball Hall of Fame on Saturday.
Which name
CC Sabathia.
CC.
CC Sabathia is scheduled to be here.
He just looked intimidating on the mound.
He was, and still is, a big man. He was 6'7".
I wouldn't want to meet him in the dark alley.
300-plus pounds, threw hard, had some intensity to him. Yeah, CC was the man.
I'm surprised he didn't get hired by Vince McMahon.
Well, there's still time. He's still a relatively young man. He's only, in his early 40s?
Right.
There are plenty of wrestlers out there still doing it in their early 40s.
50s.
Exactly.
He could probably slam Logan Paul.
Yeah, probably. Logan Paul, come on. He's yesterday's news, right? He lost.
Yeah, he lost.
He lost at SummerSlam.
Wah, wah, wah.
Poor guy. CC Sabathia will be here. Joe Torre. Will be here.
Former manager of the Yankees.
Yes, Cardinals, Mets, I believe he managed. Dodgers, Hall of Famer. Works now as a special assistant to the commissioner. So there'll be other people from Major League Baseball. Jeremy Guthrie, former Royal, drafted by Cleveland.
You like that name Cleveland, don't you?
Well, I like I like the baseball team in Cleveland.
Which name do you like better, Guardians or Indians?
Guardians. You know why?
Why?
Because that's the name we have now.
How long did it take for that name to warm up to you?
I thought it was going to be Guardians. There was like about a year at least. Or it seemed like about a year where the name was kind of hanging in the balance. Hey, we're going to change it. We're going through this process. And there were some names that were kind of floated out there.
Spiders.
And one of them was Guardians, and I liked Guardians the best, and they're named the Guardians. So I'm a Guardians guy.
They could have been the Rockers. I mean, after all the...
Yeah, but there was a WNBA team called the Rockers.
Yeah, key word is was.
Yeah, but we don't want to redo that. We don't want to redo spiders either. You know what I'm saying?
You could redo Rockers and commemorate the, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there. Yeah.
Mm, it's been done.
Put musical symbols on there.
Maybe. But it's over. They're the Guardians, right?
Or have a picture of a famous Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guy on their jersey.
Jimi Hendrix. I think we'd probably need some clearance to use his name, image, and likeness.
Oh, y'all can get that. I mean, how much money do the Cleveland baseball franchise make?
Not enough.
They can afford it.
Not enough.
They can afford it.
Is the answer to that question. And finally, you'll remember this name, another blast from the past. I don't know who else has been a blast from the past. Maybe CC Sabathia. But at 325, who's on the show, Anthony? Corleone Young,
Wichita East High legend. I still say he should have went college.
Well, we're not going to tell him that.
I could tell him that.
You are?
Hey, I used to work at a store called Osco back in the day.
Osco?
Yep.
Not Costco.
No, not Costco. Osco Drove.
Okay, right? I think I may have heard of that.
He used to be right there on Central and Hillside, and he would come in there, and he would let it be known, yeah, I'm going pro. I'm like, come on, man, please go to college at least 1 year.
You told him that?
I told him that.
Why didn't he listen to you?
Nobody listens to me.
That's true. I know the feeling.
I'm sure you do, but we're not going to talk about that. We want to keep the show at least PG-13.
Corleone Young is...
But he's a good guy, though.
That's the hope, yes. Corleone Young is hosting a event for first responders.
I like his story because, you know, after he left the basketball scene, he pretty much has, revamped his life. And
yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Given back to the community.
He's been a first responder himself, I believe. I think he worked in the sheriff's department. We'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask Corleone what he's been up to over the last few years because he's here in Wichita.
Yeah.
He's doing good things.
Yeah.
He's a positive influence, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So he went to college. He didn't go to college. Here he is.
Here he
making
is.
Something right. of his life. That's all that matters,
It just
right?
goes to show that college isn't for everybody and everybody isn't for college. And at the end of the day, it's what you do with your life. And he's making an impact.
College was not for me. Man, if I had some basketball skills, and just any basketball skills, I would have said I'm going to Hargrave Military Academy, and then I'm going to go to the Pistons, and that'd be my life. And if it worked out, great. If it didn't, whatever. But I had to go to college.
Yeah, I tried the college thing, Hutchinson Community College, and I missed when I even went. If you look at my grade point average in college.
What was your grade point average in college?
Very low.
Did you make it out? Did you get through?
I ain't even walk across stage. I was just marking time. Yep. I was enjoying the college experience without putting in the college work.
Is there a college experience at Hutch?
Well, you know, their football team wasn't what it is now.
No.
It wasn't what it is now. And unfortunately.
So that left other things to do? Is that what you're saying?
Basketball was the thing back then. Coach Dave Ferrar, and they actually won the national title back then.
Their basketball team is still good.
Still good.
Their women's team just won the national championship.
Undefeated.
Yes.
But I tell you who's going to give them a run for their money. Mark my words. Butler County.
In football?
In basketball. Butler County women's program is going to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, Butler's been good for a long time. But they haven't quite been to the level of Hutch.
On the women's side?
Is Mike Helmer still coaching over there?
The women's?
Yeah.
I imagine that's who they're – because, see, I met the coach at the I-35 showcase here back in June, and I met a lot of coaches there. I almost felt like I was royalty the way they was treating me. And I was talking to the coach. I'm like, yeah, it looks like Butler's going to make a run for Hutch's title with all their acquisitions of players that they picked up.
Are we picking up players now in JUCO? Going into the transfer portal? I don't know how any of this works anymore.
Hey, straight out of high school, they got the Smith girls out of Derby. They got the two seniors, Maya Mayberry, and I can't think of the other one, out of Heights.
Okay.
They got 5A player of the year, Ashley Singate, out of Mays South.
Really? She's going to Butler?
Going to Butler.
Well, this sounds like a team.
Plus, they got a transfer out of Kilgore Community College.
Well, so, you might be right.
They're stacked. They're stacked. I mean, they're – recruiting class, I believe they probably might have the number one recruiting class in the Jayhawk division.
Well, that's impressive. And that's been something that Butler's been able to do under Mike Helmer. I think he's still there. You can somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but he's always gotten local players to come play at Butler. And not every coach in the area has been able to do that, especially when we're talking about people at Wichita State, their coaches – and their program hasn't been able to get the local players in, but Butler's been able to do that. So that's our show today, Anthony.
Sounds like a good show.
I think I might test you with a little game at the end of the show.
You know, I can play those games when I'm listening on the radio. I don't know what I might do while we live on air.
This is just a little see what you know kind of game.
All right.
There's no pressure, really.
Okay.
My dad, you know, always when I quiz people. He thinks I'm trying to get them. I'm not trying to get you. I just want to see what you know. There are some answers, questions in the game that I've prepared that I wouldn't have even known. So if you don't know them, who cares?
Sounds fair to me.
Or if you do know them, amazing. But I will tell you, it's a basketball-centric game.
So is there a prize for me, a little gentleman's bet?
That'll be Max will determine that. Our producer and engineer, Max Power. If he has prizes over there that he can give you, it looks like he has some kind of a stash of prizes in the corner.
Like a
he's got a duster. He's got
Clorox wipes. If you need cleaning supplies, he's your guy.
I'm covered. I want food.
All right. I don't know if we have any of that. I always look for it, though, first thing in. Donut day, it is not. And, you know, you live with it. All right, we'll take a break right now, come back and talk with the head coach at Derby High School. Season gets going in just a little over a month. We'll see how the summer's been for the Panthers and what they've been up to recently. I don't even know if practice has begun. So we'll talk with Brandon Clark, the Derby football coach. When we come back, Anthony, the big fella's in for Bob. Max takes us to break. I'm Jeff, and it's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We are about to be joined by the head football coach of Derby, Brandon Clark. Brandon, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Good to talk to you again. So how's your summer been? How's the team looking? We'll start with that kind of general question. How are you feeling as, you know, you still got a little more than a month before the season starts, but I'm sure it'll come fast.
Yeah, it's kind of a late season too. It seems like
it does.
Next week we usually start up practice, but we don't play our first game till September 6th. But no, it's been a good summer. The kids have come together. We're kind of a senior led football team, so they've kind of taken the reins and done a really good job of leading this team this summer. And our attendance is pretty good. The excitement all the way down to, you know, we just got done with our Derby Junior football camp, and that was first grade through sixth grade, and did a middle school camp, did a high school camp, saw the kids all summer long, Monday through Thursday in the morning, and worked them out. So it's been a good summer.
You talk about attendance, and I have to imagine it's pretty good every year, if not better than pretty good. Is there still work you have to do for that to happen? Do you have to get other kids out who may not have come out? You have to get some of the younger kids out who may have been thinking about not playing or anything like that. Is there still work that is put into making sure kids get there?
Well, you know, kids are always going to be kids. And we always tell our kids, if you know, if you're on vacation, family vacation, church camp, other sports that you're playing in the summer, go do it. But when you're in town, show up. And we have enough kids that it's kind of the opposite. We always try to get our good athletes out in Derby, but a lot of times we just want to weed out those kids that don't want to show up and put in the work, because there's kids right behind them that want to put in the work, and those are the kids we want to play.
Coach, this is, as they call me, the big fella. My name is Anthony, and first of all, I want to say I enjoy the Derby community. The basketball program hooked me in so much so until I plan to make a trip to Derby to check out a football game. So the first game I want to know is, who is your first game against, and tell me a reason I should come to that first game.
Well, our first game is in Hayes, so I'm not sure if you want to come and watch that game.
Oh.
But that's a little out there, Hayes, America. But, no, they're going to be a really good team to play. They're always physical and really well coached and always have good athletes out there. So it's going to be a tough game, one. But our first home game is going to be Hayesville, and that's kind of rivalry. They got a new coach out there that's doing really good things and getting the community excited, getting the players excited. So I got a feeling that week two home game is going to be pretty big.
And here's another question I'd like to ask. I know I ask it on the basketball side, but on the football side, you guys are a 6A school, but I know y'all have played 5A schools. What is the talent level, 5A versus 6A, or is there much of a drop-off between the two?
You know, it's yearly. It all depends on what type of players that you have, what type of senior and junior classes you have. And, I mean, just comparing myself to our team, Derby, to Mill Valley, you know, my cousin coaches out there, and he once was a coach here, and there's been years where they've had a better team, and there's been years we've had a better team. So I think a lot of times it's, I mean, it depends on, you know, what type of team they have. I know this year 6A is going to be really good, just looking at all the teams around here that have a lot of talent and are coached well. And I mean, we definitely have a tough route to try to get it back to state.
Brandon Clark, our guest, head football coach at Derby High School. So, yeah, who are some of – actually, I was going to ask you about last season. You make it all the way to the state championship game. What's your lasting memory of that season? When did you kind of put that away
and how much is getting to that game and coming up just short, how much is that a motivating factor going into this season?
No, there's a lot of motivation that goes into that. You can kind of press some buttons with the kids in the weight room throughout the off season and all that. But you know, our kids are pretty hungry. I know our coaching staff is really hungry. You know, if it was a different day and not so much snow, there may have been a different outcome to that game. So it's kind of devastating, especially when you have a senior son and all his friends and families that you know really, really well go out like that at the state championship game. But at least we got to make the trip and play in the snow, I guess, for that last game. But there has been some motivation behind that. And because we did, we played our part in that. We kind of made some mistakes and they kind of came back and hurt us at the end of the game. So trying to get over all that mental stuff and get the mental toughness of the team back and get them rolling.
Yeah, you're replacing a lot of your team, but I know you have some really good players coming back. So what's the challenge in replacing, you know, your quarterback, a lot of guys on your offensive line, defense, and who are some of the names that you might expect to see in those spots?
Yeah, we've got a couple quarterbacks battling it out, and they're doing a good job. And you know, it's kind of a friendly battle, so I've been really, really proud of them. We've got Arius Finley, who's going to be a sophomore, he's running back, and John Lujan, who's also kind of an H-back running back. And obviously, we have our tight end, Desam Brain. He's taller, bigger, faster, better hands than last year, so he's going to be a much improved player. It's pretty amazing seeing him come along. And then we got Max Robinson on the O-line and Goble on the O-line. We got some good offensive line guys and a couple good receivers. Bledsoe, actually, we got more than a couple good receivers. And then what I'm probably most excited about is our defense. Our defense, they fly around. We're big up front, which we're usually not too big up front. So it's going to be good to have a heavy D line, and we got four linebackers, five, six linebackers that know the system really well, and we can plug them in wherever we want. And then probably have two of the better safeties in the state, in Ethan Slain and Jimmy. They are just phenomenal. And then we got Martell at corner that's going to K-State. So I'm super excited to watch our defense fly around, and they are very aggressive and like to hit. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Coach, I have another question for you because it seemed like, from what I've been observing of Derby, seem like you guys have become also running back high school. A lot of people was wondering what's going to happen after the Dylan Edwards era ends, but then you just plug in another running back. So is it safe to say that Derby is beginning to be running back high?
That or tight end high? I think both of them. Yeah, we've had some really good tight ends and some really good running backs. And I'll tell you, looking all the way down to the first grade, we're not going to drop off anytime soon. So it's pretty fun.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking with Brandon Clark, the football coach at Derby High School. So you went through it with Dylan, a high-level recruit in this new era of college football. You've experienced it with Desan. He's committed to Tennessee, and we know, you know, that's always in flux. So what has it been like helping those kids navigate that in this era of they're getting paid, they could decommit, there's coaches constantly after them? I'm sure there's some similarities to the way it used to be, but there seems like a lot of differences too.
Yeah, it's a little different. They've kind of opened it up too, and now you got the issue with the kids. You know, they're getting money thrown at them, they're getting NILs and all that stuff. And you know, back in the day, you used to go to the program and the coach that you wanted to play for, and now, you know, money's taken over, and it's kind of hard to say, are these kids making decisions for the right fit, or are they making decisions because it's the right thing to do for their life, to set them up for life after college, getting paid so much? So it's different. Coaches are out here all the time. In the springtime, I bet you we had 100 D1 coaches stop by, watch workouts, and then D2 and JUCO. But the thing that kind of changes a little bit is, you know, I don't see as many, and we still do, but the D2s, the smaller schools, because they're just waiting to see what the D1 portal is going to look like and start picking kids up from there. So, I mean, it's kind of worked its way all the way down, but it's a tricky situation. Hopefully they figure it out and kind of get some barriers to it or you know, something, some guidelines to what they can do and what they can't do. But you know, the kids, they're just getting hammered with texts and emails and phone calls. And I think there was I think it was state semifinal game. Deshaun said he got like 300 texts from different coaches just on game day.
Wow.
And I think there needs to be some regulations to that.
Yeah, that's wild. And, you know, you talked about Deshaun and bigger, stronger, faster this year. He had an unbelievable season last year. What could that look like as far as production-wise? What does that do for and to your offense?
You know, we can put him wherever on the field. He can play wide receiver. He can play H-back. He can play tight end. So people are going to have to account for him, and a lot of teams are going to have to account a couple people on him. So he's done a phenomenal job. He's also a really, really good blocker. He helps us in the run game a lot. He fills that edge. He's able to get out DNs and go hit linebackers. So, just watching the maturity of him, watching him grow, watching his speed. I mean, he is so much faster. We handheld him at a 4.48 wow, last week. And, you know, when you're 6'6 and you're 230, he had a vertical jump of 40 inches. That's a pretty good football player.
Not bad at all. Brandon Clark, our guest, final moments. Just wanted to ask you, you know, about the league, how you think it's shaping up, who could challenge you. It sounds like you're extremely confident in what you have, but Division I is always tough. So what does that look like?
Oh yeah, and we've got a ways to go. I mean, we've got some good players, some good kids, but we've got a long ways to go. We're in the middle of boot camp right now. I barely made it out of first station this morning. Our league's always extremely, extremely tough. And you add Bishop Carroll and Hayes to it. You know, Mays is always going to be good. Hutch, I hear, is really good, really physical. There's not too many games that we can just kind of relax on. I mean, we've got to put a good game plan together, get our kids to know the game plan, because all these other teams are really well coached up.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. And yeah, it was like, I saw the schedule today. I'm like, do they usually start in early September? I thought games usually were in August. Am I crazy?
Yeah, no, we usually play that Friday before Labor Day,
yeah,
and we don't play the Friday after Labor Day. So it's going to be a little weird. We're going to be in class for a week before we start.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, I know we'll talk to you again before the season starts. Good luck as real practice begins here shortly, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, thanks
for having me on.
Yep, thanks. Bye. There goes Brandon Clark. Did he convince you? You're probably not driving to Hayes, are you?
No, I'm probably not driving to Hayes, but
that'd be a good game, though.
It'd be a good game. I'm just not driving
there. It's far, but it's not that far.
I mean, if I could do it, I probably would.
Take the moped out.
Where's Bob at when I need him now?
You don't think the moped could get you to Hayes? Just 4-7 refuels on the way there?
I am not trying to be a risk taker. Not like that.
Okay.
Now, if it was the one that went up to 75 miles per hour, I might would chance that, but I think the most this one would go is 60. So
I don't even know if I want to take a moped at its max speed. That seems pretty dangerous to me. Even if it goes 75, the speed limit out there is going to be 75. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'd probably
stick with the Mazda.
The Mazda, yeah.
Well, think about it. You've got a month.
You know what? I forgot to ask him a question, but I can get your thoughts on this. What do you think about the changes that
– Is it your turn to draft? What's going on over there?
What do you think about the changes that they have made with the scheduling as far as the
state
championship games?
I like it. I want to see how it looks this first year where they're having, three state title games at one side and three at another. Or whatever it happens to be, however many classes there are now. But, yeah, I think that's – I think that's good.
I like it, except I think that the 6A game should be the feature game. Let them have their game by themselves. You can have 4 and 5A the day before.
I think that – isn't that what they're doing or something
like 6A
that?
Is playing like that Friday, and then 4 and 5A is playing that Saturday.
Okay. Well, they sort of have a day to themselves.
Yeah, but I think they should have the feature game by themselves like that Saturday.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. But I know that in this state, things kind of happen slowly, so it's good to get that first step down, you know?
I get it. It's an
knock
experiment.
Down that first barrier, and then we'll see maybe in 30 or 40 years if they'll switch things up.
I hope it don't take that long.
It might.
I mean, if enough people talk about it.
We're getting some progress, though. We got that.
Right.
We got the shot clock in basketball.
Finally.
So there's some good things happening in high school sports in Kansas. Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk with Jamel Holoperic from Visit Wichita. She's going to tell us what's happening this month in Wichita. Jamel, how's it going?
Hi, friends. Doing fantastic. How are you today?
You've brightened our day. We're very good. It's a Monday. We were dragging a little bit, and now we've got a second win thanks to this conversation.
Okay, well, good. Where's your dad today? What's he doing?
Bob is, they've got the unveiling of the Jackie Robinson statue tonight, so he's handling some early logistics for that and getting everything ready to go.
I love it. That's fantastic. Hey, I heard you guys talk about music and different things, and that kind of just triggered my mind a little bit. Tomorrow night, if people are interested, because you know how fun live music is. You
Absolutely.
Know, I think people love that around here. Well, the Blues Traveler and Big Head Todd and the Monsters will be at the Wave tomorrow night at 7:30.
What's so your favorite plans, Big Head Todd and the Monsters song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
I don't either. But continue your pitch. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they were popular in the 90s, right?
Yes.
And so, I don't know. Everybody seems to love, what, that Hook song?
Yeah, that's Blues Traveler. That's a very good song. They've got a few.
Okay, Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Big Head Tom. What about you? Do you have a favorite?
I'm looking them up to see if I know any of their songs, and I don't know if I do or not. They had a song called Resignation Superman that got to the top 40 in modern rock, so there's something.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, sometimes, I mean, I just love being outside in the summer, even though when it's super hot, like in the evenings, I love live music outside. And the Wave is a cool venue, so that's kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cool venues. It would have been fun.
We
always try to get those guys or those ladies who are performing here on our show. It would have been fun to get like a John Popper, the lead singer of Blues Traveler, but, you know, maybe next time.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I know. So, yeah, that's going on. And like you said, we do have a lot of great venues. I mean, even like out at Stearman Restaurant or Chicken Pickle, they have live music. A bunch of different locations, you can just find them, and it's fun. It just makes the environment better, I think, don't you?
Absolutely. We're a good live music town. It appears that we've turned into a pretty good golf town. We had the Wichita Open, obviously. We've got public, private courses. We had a women's tournament last weekend. What do we have coming up this weekend in Wichita?
Hey, great question. Good job. We have the AJGA Wichita Junior Championships going on. That's out at Teradyne Country Club. And it's going to be going on pretty much all week. And, I mean, these kids are the up-and-coming golfers. And there's several Kansas players to look out for as well. So that'll be kind of fun to see how they do.
It really will. I'm looking at this, and I don't know how much information you have, but on your website, some events happening today include an immersive dome experience of the state of Kansas at Exploration Place. Even if you don't know fully about that, it seems like Exploration Place is always coming up with something pretty interesting.
Right, exactly. And it's fun. And when you go in there, you know, I went into that dome the other day and I watched, what was it? It was kind of a girls' outing. Oh, Dirty Dancing. They had Dirty Dancing
nice.
In that dome. And, I mean, people were dressed up as the characters. I mean, it's a good time. So, yeah, like, Exploration Place always gets involved in so many events, which is fantastic. But, yeah, so that's going on this weekend. And then, hey, I was going to tell you, a newbie night. I like this. This is out at Chicken and Pickle, Tuesday, August the 13th. This is if, you know, if you're a little shy, but you kind of want to learn pickleball, but you feel like you're going to get killed.
Yes, that'd
right?
be us.
If you go out there and just start playing with all these great players. This is called Newbie Night, and it's from 6 to 7:30. So if you're just kind of starting with pickleball, do you play, Jeff?
Man, I played when it wasn't cool to play. I played like in middle school. And I don't think anybody had heard of pickleball then, and now everybody plays pickleball. It's crazy.
I know. What did they call it back then?
It was pickleball.
Now, they called it that back then, but just nobody really played it. Well,
yeah.
How did you play it? Your school played it or what?
Like, yeah, they just, it was,
PE?
It was, oh. Yeah, it was just a PE lesson a couple days, and it was Mr. Ingles, who was at Hadley for a long time. He might still be there for all I know, but yeah, he taught us pickleball, and I'm like, now people think, like, pickleball is this new thing, and did I just imagine that I played pickleball 30 years ago? I don't even know.
Well, I'm wondering, are you sure it wasn't badminton?
It wasn't, because they had blue mats and they had wiffle balls and wooden paddles. Isn't that pickleball?
Okay. That's football. You got it. I was just making sure. Well, that's defense. So yeah, you're not a newbie.
I'm a newbie again. I'm an old veteran, but a new newbie.
Okay, well, I love it. Well, hey, you can go out to Chicken Pickle, and you're not alone, so that's going on. And then I love this Saturday, Wingapalooza is going on at Interest Bank Arena starting at 11.
Ooh, that sounds
and you
amazing.
Can enjoy, I know, all the wings you want from 20 different restaurants and local chefs here in town.
Some boneless, maybe?
Yep. Do you all like right. boneless better than bone-in?
They're just a little less messy. But I don't mind messy. Wings are good. I like wings all the way around, as I'm sure you do, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. I love me some good wings, mild wings, barbecue wings. You can even put some Heinz 57 on my wings, and I'll be satisfied with that. But I do have a question since y'all was talking about music. Is there any good jazz spots? Because I'm a jazz music lover. I'm a David Sanborn fan. Rest in peace. Where can we find some good jazz at?
Love that question, because I know some people written, do you know, Jeff, I'm going to look here while we're talking, because I'm not a big jazz listener. Let's see. You know what? Some of your callers need to help us out with that one, I think.
Walker's
Jazz Lounge.
Where that is at 252 North Mosley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, see, I'm kind of starved for it, because they done changed the event format at that place called Bradley Ferry, so we don't get those acts no more.
Okay.
I'm kind of starved for it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We need to hear from some of the callers, or listeners, rather, and see what they say, and then you go check out those venues for us, Anthony, and let us know what you think.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Walker's Jazz Lounge. I'm going to start with that.
There you go, right downtown. I've got another music question for you, Jamel. We're talking with Jamel Holoperic from Visit Wichita. So I make playlists of specific genres. I've got a huge, like, country playlist, rap, rock, everything. And today I started working on a show tunes playlist. And I know we have an amazing theater scene in Wichita.
Yeah.
Do you like show tunes? Do you have a favorite show tune? Do you have a favorite play or musical?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? First off, you're right. Music Theater Wichita puts on fabulous shows.
Yes.
And I just went to Frozen the other day and watched that there at Century 2. Fantastic. I mean, the caliber of the ensemble and the leads are incredible. But I don't know on show tunes. What is yours?
I like, Seasons of Love from Rent, the one that goes 600 minutes. That's a good one.
Yes, I love that. That's very good.
Obviously, very good. Hamilton has a lot that are really good. Have you seen Hamilton?
No, I haven't. I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's on Disney Plus. I've got about 300 songs. There's a lot that you, all that jazz.
All that jazz is good. Yeah.
Do Re Mi. There's so many songs that you've probably heard of. Oklahoma, Porgy and Bess. I mean, there's so many songs and plays that we've all heard of. And now I'm just trying to take the time to learn about them.
Right. I love that. That's a good idea. What is your favorite genre, would you say?
Well, you know, I like the Eagles a lot. So, rock and roll is a favorite. I mean, I like everything. I like a lot of different kinds of music. I find, you know, if it has words, if it has singing and instruments and not screaming and not instrumental.
Yep.
So I like people who can sing.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of like a mix of, I love country, I love Christian.
Yes.
And I love, you know, rock and roll too. But those are kind of my favorite. What about you, Anthony, other than jazz?
Other than jazz, okay, I love my jazz. I love gospel music. I love some R&B.
I'll send you my R&B playlist.
A little bit of rap, but not a lot of rap, because I don't like the direction some rap goes in. The direction some rap goes in, you can put a C at the beginning of it. But I love gospel.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm the church keyboardist. And the funny thing is, we was talking about school earlier. I flunked class piano, but I'm the church organist. Figured that one out.
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
It doesn't. And now you play every Sunday. That's terrific.
I also play the saxophone, too, so.
wow, look at this talented guy you have in your studio.
It's amazing. Yeah, he needs to start bringing his instruments in or something.
For real.
I'll have to get extra for that. That's name, image, and likeness.
So, Jamel, did we miss anything? Are there any other events that we should be talking about?
You know what, dear? The only thing I was just going to add on my list is Alice Cooper, Too Close for Comfort, is this Sunday at the Park City Arena at 8 p.m. if you want to get tickets to that.
That's a good one. We appreciate it, Jamel, as always. Thanks for indulging us in all sorts of things.
You bet. You guys are awesome. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You feel ready? You got your jazz. You got your events coming up. Maybe you got a show tune or two that you should be listening to. That was an educational segment for you.
Yeah, that was educational because you was talking about some stuff I didn't know about. So, you know. But yeah, I think I'm ready.
And who knows? Who knew that a guy like me could indulge in show tunes? I'm going to learn. You good with that?
Yeah, let's try it. We could try it.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We got a whole almost another hour left of this show. Can you believe it? It's flown by.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Are you having fun?
I think I am. If I'm not, I'm too tired to tell.
That makes me happy. I'm glad we're all having fun here. We don't need Bob to have fun, right? In fact,
I'm not going to answer that.
Does Bob detract from the fun?
I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to get in the middle of that.
You should.
Nope.
This
I'm not
is your one chance.
I'm not going to furnish the stick. I'm not going to do it.
All right. Fair enough. We'll take a break. Come back with hour number two. Anthony, the big fella's in for Bob today. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.